Unit 4, Literature, pages 84 to 85.
I'll Do Anything, based on a story by Dolly Trout. Jack had cerebral palsy. He couldn't move his arms or legs. He moved his electric wheelchair by pushing the lever with his hands. He didn't speak clearly. It was difficult to understand what he wanted to say. But those who knew him well understood him and loved him a lot. Jack was frustrated. He wanted to be like everybody else. My job on campus was to help students find jobs at Fresno City College. One day, Jack came to me and said he wanted to work. I asked Jack, "Where?" He said, "Here, in the cafeteria." I was shocked for a moment. I thought about what it meant to do hard work in a cafeteria, moving tables, loading dishwashers, sweeping the floor, clearing the tables, filling the refrigerator, etc. How could a person who could not move do such things? I had no answer for him. "What do you want to do, Jack?" I asked. I hoped he had thought of an answer. "I'll do anything," Jack said, smiling. I admired his attitude, his determination and strong will. He wanted the job so much. The following day, we met at 10 o'clock in the cafeteria. By 10:01, Jack wanted to start working. He was so excited that his speech became even more difficult to understand. But things were really hard for him. His wheelchair kept him from getting close enough to the tables. He couldn't use his hands except to hold things tight. Of course, he couldn't be a waiter. Then one of the cafeteria workers had an idea. He shortened the handle of a floor mop so that Jack could mop the tables. With his other hand, Jack moved his wheelchair. Jack was in heaven. He was so proud he could actually work. One day, I noticed that Jack could push chairs using his wheelchair, so a new job was created for him. Pushing chairs away from tables and lining them up against the wall out of the way. Jack was happy to do that job. His self-esteem rose. At last, Jack felt capable and useful. One day, Jack came to me in tears. When I asked what was wrong, he explained that people were not letting him do his job. At first, I didn't understand what he meant. Then I watched him trying to move chairs. It took a lot of effort on his part. Some of the students thought he was working too hard. As he was pushing chairs, one of them got up and moved the chairs for him. Jack tried to say something, but it was difficult to understand his speech. I had an idea for how to solve the problem. I made cards for Jack to carry on his tray. Each card said, "Hi, my name is Jack. I work in the cafeteria. My job is to clean tables and move chairs to the wall. If you would like to help me, please give me a big smile and tell me what a good job I'm doing." Jack gave out the cards happily. Students began taking Jack and his job seriously. They treated him as an equal. That summer, he experienced the self-esteem that comes from feeling useful. Jack's story is a wonderful example of overcoming difficulties.